When I hear people talking about sacrifice, my first thought is usually about what I'm gonna have to lose or give up. But today we're flipping the script and exploring the incredible gains that come with a little bit of sacrifice. So stick around as we challenge our perceptions and rewire our understanding of sacrifice.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Black Girl Flow podcast. We are your hosts, Liv and Lex, and we invite you to embark on a journey of fostering flow across your mind, body, soul, community, and culture. Whether you're a day one A1 listener or you're just now tuning in, we appreciate you listening and tuning in to the community, to the vibes, to the culture, all of the things. How are we feeling?
Spring has sprung.
Y'all, we have another hour.
I know.
Of sunlight. Of goodness.
I'll give up the hour to get some more sunlight.
Shout out to anyone that survived
this winter.
No, seriously.
I know, the way that I've really enjoyed seeing your personality come back.
Yeah.
With the sun.
Yeah.
Has been delightful. I really do think people are like happy to be out of the winter.
Suddenly life is worth living.
I think that's suddenly, really the vibe.
No, it's the way I wake up and I'm like, it is a good day. Like, I'm so freaking happy
to be alive. It's gonna be a good day.
No, actually, like, I'm just so proud of us for surviving, because sometimes seasonal depression will take your soul.
True.
It'll take everything from you, actually. Your man, your kids, everything, your wallet. It'll take everything from you. And so I'm just really proud of us for surviving. And with that, we are kind of entering what we say is the start of the Zodiac calendar, mm-hmm. as we're welcoming in Aries season. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the Aries. And each time it feels like there's this like spring cleaning that happens, mm-hmm. when we enter Aries season. There's this new energy, this mm-hmm. Forthright, like marching on, like mm-hmm. time for me to actually get serious about my goals. Mm-hmm. Because when we try to start setting goals in January, it kind of gets lost in translation. At least for me, that's always been my experience. And so March has always been like the true start of the year for me.
I think a lot of people are coming into that same realization. I listened to an absolutely fascinating little YouTube segment with Neil deGrasse Tyson, mm-hmm. about the leap year and just like how we've constructed the calendar that we have, and really how it does mess up with your sense of time and just how we move. Mm. And so I think I will flow with any burst of energy that folks have to reground, resettle, cleanse out the space. I think it's also really beautiful that this also is really the start of like Ramadan, and Easter's on the way too. People are in Lent. So if you're a spiritual girly, it's like the zodiac sign, also many of the like major religions, everybody's really living of intention right now.
That's
and
the perfect
that,
way to describe it.
However it manifests for you, I can dig. I'm like, I dig it. Let's do it.
That's the perfect way to describe it. So we are feeling good. We are feeling great. And it's time to get into this pulse check. If you're new, pulse check is our time to really catch up with what has been going on in our lives. And also a time for us to like know, like, what's been your vibe?
100%. We can't just jump right into the deep conversation. Like, we gotta kiki.
Ease into it.
Exactly. Kiki our way into it, okay? Because we're still here for just checking in, making sure the girlies are okay. So... Yeah. Liv, what's your pulse check?
So I, in the spirit of spring cleaning, I've been rearranging my room, just trying to figure out like what feels good to me. Lately, I think in January or February, I started getting into interior design. And so I am like trying to understand how feng shui fits into my environment. Feng shui, the practice of like knowing where things sit in your room to affect the energy that you possess, you know, when you wake up, how you feel when you enter a space. And so that's happening. I'm also gearing up for my friend's spring break to Miami. So your girl is going to be in Miami, just living her best life, hopefully. Just like a hint of... yeah, acting up. Just a little hint.
Just a hint. Just a sprinkle.
Just a little sprinkle.
Just a little sprinkle. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. You are one of the many people that I know that love the water. And so I hope you get to put your little toesies in the warm water.
And it's a joy. I appreciate that. And it's so funny because even though this isn't my spring break, because I'm in full force adulthood, Miami... sent out a
message
saying that they're breaking up with spring break. So I'm really interested to see how the trip is going to pan out.
Yeah.
One thing that I was really trying hard not to do that I ended up doing was spending money on a whole new, like, it wasn't a wardrobe, but like fits to go on vacation.
Yeah.
I was really proud of myself for not doing this.
Because you thought the rest of the girl group was like also committed to just making it work.
Loud budgeting.
So it was a fair like assumption.
Yes. I thought we were all loud budgeting. I thought we were all resisting, you know, overconsumption, buying new things for only a specific amount of time. And then I talked to my friend that's going on the trip and she said that she was. And girl math is I have to spend the money in order to feel good, because if I don't feel good, then I should have just stayed home. And this content creator said that, and I was like, I love this theory.
I'm gonna take that right now, because like I'm gonna use that. It's helpful for me. I will give you credit. You're still such a conscious shopper. So you were like, I can't even like really just run to the fast fashion girlies. Like, if I'm gonna get it, I'm still gonna like really curate my style. So it's like, I'm glad that even though you got it, it still was within a reasonable
the intention brand. Was there. The result did not match the intention. And sometimes that's life.
We gotta meet you where you're at.
That's exactly fair. Exactly. That's fair. How are you feeling?
I'm also leaning into all the spring cleaning and things. Y'all, I hope that the year really starts in March, because the way that I have just been running about January and February, and it's gonna be a busy April and May, but March, I'm like, I actually have some semblance of control over. And so I have also been doing the things that have accumulated, like my car was just filled to the brim with stuff. I literally brought in like 7 bags of just like the most miscellaneous things that have been a total representation of my life. So like from Airbnb things to like meeting facilitation things to just like clothes. It's so I'm just taking care of like the inventory, making sure my space is really clean. And so that way, as I'm like traveling and coming in and out of the space, it's already set to kind of how I want to go in. And my goal this year is to give away half of my closet. Like, it needs to go. I do not need this many clothes. I already got 3 bags down and it feels like I haven't even made a dent, but in making my switch. So I'm feeling good and just a lot of self-care in that regard. And just, yeah, making room for new.
That is so exciting. Lexi, since college days, has been like the resident like clothes giver. Like, that's honestly how we met. Yeah. She had told a friend to tell a friend, hey, if anybody needs any of my clothes, I'm going to be at my dorm from this time. Tell them to come by. And I remember scounging through her clothes. And so
This and feels, we still do it to this day to both of each other. Yeah. It's a nice thing.
It feels so good.
And because y'all, like, we're tall girlies, we're stallions. Y'all know this. Like, me and Liv both inch our way towards 6 foot. And so the way that we haven't been able to participate in the girlies clothes swaps, like, our whole lives, it is. I can't even describe, so invaluable to have somebody that you could actually go to their closet and, like, pick something out and wear it. So yeah. It's my, like, favorite little thing that we get to do.
We're the same size. And to the car cleaning piece, I saw a tweet that said, bad bitches always have messy cars. So I think that is very on brand. You said I would have been the baddest. I would have been the number one.
Because I'm like, I also heard that if you get pulled over and your car is messy, they're more likely to, like, try and search your car because it's giving shambles. And I'm like, I literally can't. Can you imagine trying it? Yeah. So in my car, like, y'all, it was really, I could have lived in my car and been perfectly fine because I had so many, like, blankets and clothes and things. It was not cute. It was not cute. But every girl's got her not cute thing that you, like, don't want somebody to see, whether it's your desk, whether it's your bathroom. Like, there's always that one spot. So
it's like, don't go in here, please.
don't open that drawer.
You're going to change your perception about me. That's so fair.
Well, I'm super excited for the conversation today because in keeping the honoring of the zodiac year, just this season of intentionality, we also are talking just about, like, what happens to our goals as we move through the year. And something that we've also always talked about in terms of goals and how to, like, really live out what you say you want to accomplish. We've talked a lot about discipline before and just this idea of really maintaining that focus and intention. Mm-hmm. The other part of that that's also a part of achieving your goals is just the level of sacrifice that it takes. And I think in this season of a lot of people in Lent, sacrificing something that they really enjoy, Ramadan, fasting, and really, like, not eating or drinking during that time and kind of honing in this intention, it was really appropriate for us to think about this conversation around sacrifice and helping us achieve our goals. Because we all have a connotation to sacrifice of you have to give up something that you want to do, and who wants to do that? And mm-hmm. So how do you make sure that what you are giving up aligns with what you want to achieve? And just kind of unpacking how it feels to navigate that space and move through that. And so I'm super excited because I just think that probably a lot of people are going through that season of sacrifice right now. And if not, maybe might be interested in it. So have you thought about sacrifice before?
Sacrifice was a word that I think I vowed to give up in 2022 or 2023 because it felt like this very forceful, aggressive thing that I just had to do. And I think as I did more research and understanding my discontent with the word, it's really this aspect of grit, or more so welcoming in, like, giving up something to welcome in something else. And so it's a little bit more of a gentler approach that helps me understand how I can lean into it a little bit more in my life. And sacrifice is something that I think comes up a lot in our 20s as well, because we are in a whole different sphere of life than we ever have been before. And we find ourselves having to sacrifice or learn new things to be able to get to the space that we want to in our 40s or 30s or wherever we're trying to get to. And I think especially within our generation now, we have a very weird relationship with sacrifice because it already feels like we had to give up so much during the pandemic. Like, we had to sacrifice so much. So
that
now,
we thought we were entitled to.
So now I find that we're on the opposite end of the spectrum of
overcompensating.
Like,
a little gluttonous.
Let's get into it. You know what I mean?
Because you're so right. And I think oftentimes where it doesn't work for you is when you don't have the tether to the goal. So it's like people are like, I'm not sacrificing for work.
Right.
Because this really isn't worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sacrificing in my relationships going above and beyond because I'm the prize. So it's like, okay, that's fine. And it just keeps going and going and going. But at some point it's like, but who is all this benefiting? If you don't have your clear goals, then what we know is that time passes and it's still deeply unfulfilled. Mm-hmm. The relationships are lost. The promotions didn't go to you because you really didn't ground yourself in a bigger goal. And so I think I'm hearing a lot of people now being like, oh,
yeah,
I put up all these men. I said I wasn't going to do it, but now it should have been done. And now I really need to do it regardless.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the time is going to pass anyway. And I find where we are in right now is we are just so comfortable. And we've talked about this a bit on the podcast as well, about just this level of comfort and the soft girl movement and really what it means for us to really lean into that, especially when we see Nara Smith on TikTok making 8 hour
cinnamon
meals
toast crunch from scratch.
Literally,
and marshmallows from scratch. Mm-hmm.
And then we have that saying in our community now where it's like soft life, hard wig, you know, where it's like, we got to have that. We got to have a crazy hairstyle so some white man can pick us up. That's just, you know, a funny cultural thing, y'all. Yeah.
We didn't say it.
But it's like this idea of, wow, the life that was sold to us is really not what it cracks up to be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I love that because people are in loud budgeting, a lot of creators I've been seeing have been coming on, especially like ATL, like big city girls, and they're like, y'all, the black girl luxury, it costs money. And so they're like, just to be quite frank, it is a great lifestyle, but you got to have that bread. So if you're not working 80 hours a week to get the bread to live the lifestyle, like something's got to give. And I do think that as you grow up in your 20s, you do just feel the sense of the finite resources in life. And that's a really hard piece to then figure out, well, how do I hold that there's only 24 hours in the day and I'm spending 8 of them asleep, 8 of them at work, and I really only have this window of time oftentimes? How do I fit this really rigid thing with also wanting it all, but actually just trying to find what works best for you? And it is, I think it's a slow process of starting to practice that sacrifice and then seeing the result of it. And it's not just giving it all up at once, or like you said, the pendulum swinging and a complete overconsumption, but in a gluttonous, unpurposeful way.
Yeah. And at the same time, we're seeing people's lives that we would like to live online, and we're not necessarily seeing the sacrifice that has gone into them pursuing that. And so,
like a Jackie Aina, where it's like she's been in this like
15 years.
I love seeing her old videos. I'm like, oh my gosh, like many of us are scared to be on the internet. I'm like, imagine having a 15-year footprint. Like,
yeah, growing up, like we can go back into the archives and see what you were thinking and talking about. It's kind of crazy. And it seems like the lives that we want to live, we're seeing it online. We're not seeing the sacrifice, yet we still somehow feel entitled to it because we feel like we've maybe been through more, or we have accomplished more.
Oh, wow.
And yet, so it's like, why does this person deserve this? To be seeing people turn on our girl Monet, it's wild. We are a Monet stan household.
Correct.
Monet McMichael, if you are not familiar with Monet, she is a influencer content creator online who it looks like she blew up overnight in a sense, but she had been working towards this content creation thing for a while, and people have a lot of think pieces on her journey to getting where she is now. But if you know anything about content creation, that girl works her behind off to make the edits that she makes. And oftentimes I don't think people understand how social media or content creation is seriously like a skill that you have to spend so much time editing, understanding your audience. Like even when it comes to our understanding of the podcast and how we've been able to organically grow this time, there are times in which we spend our weekends doing this. We're not 100% actually able to hang out with our friends, and we're not doing other things because this is what we've chosen to do.
Yeah. And I think that's what you're highlighting is a really important piece, that how we move from a place of just that judgment of other people and that like maybe I deserve this and they don't to the actual application. I think it's a testament to so much of what we've talked about before is just like the stories we will tell ourselves to absolve ourselves from just actively participating, and then how that manifests in actions of saying like, ugh, like, but if I got a camera, I would be, you know, and not actually just doing it. Like, it's so deeply rooted in us to stay in a place of comfort and of familiarity. And I think the biggest piece of reframing for myself around sacrifice, because a lot of my friends say that I'm a very disciplined person, but I also am reckoning with, I have to do a lot of things that I don't want to do. And I often correct people. People are like, oh, you're so good at this. Like, you should be. I'm like, I don't want to do any of this. This is actually my commitment to my practice. But the piece of it that really was pivotal for me was realizing it's not just about giving up. It's about making room for what you want. And you have to let go of something to make room for something else to come. Because that relationship of the both and, if there are fixed resources and there is an abundance of opportunity in this world. And in order for those both to be true, I have to find a balance of when I need to let go of something. And if that is a sacrifice, my framing of it is because I know I will be getting something tenfold back. And I think for me, that's where I started to see the benefit of sacrifice, because the fulfillment of what I got out of it was always better than what I ever imagined. And it made it so much worth it. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, even though it can be really hard to let go of things, you have to let go to make room for new. And that was huge for me in moving out of what I had traditionally been exposed to, especially growing up in the church, of it was just this kind of blind giving up because somebody else told you to fulfill something else. Like, I really had to own it for myself.
Absolutely. I love that. And it gets to this concept of grit, which I know that we've talked about. And,
yeah.
You know, there are things about it that we love, and then we leave the rest.
Exactly.
But I think that what studies and actual like science shows us is that the people that are able to stick with something and persevere in it, it makes their likelihood of doing other things that they may not like to do a lot higher, in them succeeding because they've stuck with it for so long.
Yeah. And there's enough research that says most people who have really happy lives have a sense of novelty and continue to challenge themselves. They even say that with like to delay Alzheimer's, for old people to experience new things and to try to do things that you don't want to do. Like that helps you overcome Dr. Huberman.
Yes.
I am honestly a Huberman husband in my own way. That's also a little TikTok trend, but also talks about like it's that idea of tackling things that you don't want to do that actually gets us to understanding ourselves better and being more focused and refined in the ways we show up in the world. But I get that that's a hard sell on the front end of giving up and letting go, because you have to move through so many emotions and so many barriers to get to that point. So I just hope that we are selling it enough for people to think about or honestly feel really proud of themselves for the sacrifices that they are making in their life.
I just, if I could say one thing to someone out there that is just really trying to understand their relationship to sacrifice, I would ask them, what is the root of why you're sacrificing things?
Great question.
And I think, you know, we were recently talking about this even when it came to your dad retiring and you're asking him that question of, why are you doing this? Why are you still sacrificing? Why are you still putting your body through this? And that's just an honest conversation that each person needs to have. And I think if we were able to, I think, root ourselves in our why and our mission. We recently talked about purpose and, you know, debunking, like, what is my purpose? But more so questioning, like, what is my why? What is my mission for being here, for doing the work that I'm doing? The sacrifice would make so much sense. And when you really understand it, sticking along the course, we know that when you continue to water something, it will eventually grow. And so just stick along the course if you're in that phase of life where you're like, I've been sacrificing and I'm tired and I don't know why I'm doing this. Remember the why so that you can continue to push through.
I think that if that's not motivation to you all, I don't know what is. And I think in being in community, you can also really just applaud the people in your life as you're seeing them be like, hey, I see you really sacrificing for what your goals are. You can cheer people on for that. It's a beautiful thing to be able to see people in those seasons. It's a vulnerable time. And, you know, when the friend's like, hey, no, I can't go out to eat. I'm saving for that next car or that house or things like that's a sacrifice day. I appreciate you, girl, for like, go you. I hope you get that. And 10 times over, I'm gonna be here with you every step of the way. Because I think going through sacrifice is hard enough. But when you have a bunch of community who recognize and supports you through that, it takes it to the next level. And again, it will come back to you tenfold. So I think either if you're in a season of giving, you know, sacrificing something right now or are on the precipice of that transition, just know you are not alone in that. And there's so many benefits waiting on the other side of all that hard work and intentionality.
And I think I'm really like, for whatever reason, it feels like this message is really for the people that are in grad school or that are in that stage of life where they're just like, why am I doing this? It is okay. And this I don't want this to sound like, do it, girl. But like, it's okay to drop out of grad school because you are not clear on your why. And it's okay to continue to persevere through grad school because you understand your why and you're so close to reaching it. So just understand how things make sense in your own journey and make the correct evaluation on what it is worth sacrificing. Because I think oftentimes too, yeah, you'll look up and you're like, why am I even doing this to myself? And so, like always, it's a balance. It's totally a constant evaluation of, does this still resonate with me? Does this still make sense for my life?
And what a beautiful like modality to allow you to evaluate that for your life. Because you're right. You'll know what's for you when you're sacrificing something and it's not really anything you ever really wanted to engage with. If you're going to grad school because somebody else told you you'd be valuable for a master's,
you're feeling it.
You're feeling it. It's unbearable.
You're feeling it.
But if you're in grad school because you wanted to be there and you're, oh, it's a little you, oh, you know you can make it through this. Okay. Yeah. But it's like those are few moments in life where we can really see, is this what's for me or is this what's been told to me and what you want your relationship to be with that? So those crucial moments truly, I think, are some of the most transformational and impactful moments in life, and they're always around us. And so I hope that people feel like from this conversation, you have tools to either keep persevering or questions enough to really evaluate if the decisions and sacrifices you are making are truly of your own accord.
Hard conversations to have.
Totally. And we're here to have them.
Always. And so that is the end of this episode. We hope that you all enjoyed it. And we hope that you continue to reflect on, what is my relationship to sacrifice? With that being said, peace, love, blessings. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye, y'all. All right. That wraps up our episode this week.
We'd really appreciate if y'all could rate us on Apple and Spotify, as it really helps grow our BGF tribe and support our podcast.
As always, the conversation continues on Instagram and TikTok, so connect with us there if you want to join in on all the kikis.
With that said, we will see y'all next time.
Rest well, folks.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.